This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
To the whole show. We got special guest in studio. He's sticking around for this segment, and I'm kind of shocked. We got Jack Howell, former safety for the Colorado State Rams, hanging out with us today. Joining us on the First Advantage Hotline is sports director over at KGWN-TV, who is covering the Wyoming Cowboys. Jack, are we gonna have any issues? Are we good? Is Ethan okay?
We're good for a couple weeks. What, Border Wars in 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. Ethan's in the odd situation because he's a CSU alum, right. But he's covering the Cowboys, so maybe that's why you decided to stick around.
I don't understand how you could do that, Ethan. Kind of a traitor.
Ethan, how are you, my friend?
I don't want to get too far into that. I didn't expect this hostile environment straight off, Brady. You got to warn me.
Well, and it's even more hostile because Jack's like, he's now, in the beginning process of training to become an MMA fighter. So, Ethan, both of our lives are probably in jeopardy if we get too high on Wyoming here today.
Now. It's a good thing I'm 70 miles up north, huh?
Yeah, probably for the sake of this one today. Ethan, man, Jack and I were kind of just going over talking about the state of Colorado State football and all that. But let's face it, it has not been great for any of the teams that we're talking about, on this show and what you do. Cowboys, I thought they could beat UNLV last week, but two punts blocked for touchdowns. That's tough to do even with an offense that's not moving the football.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's unacceptable. Jason Vell said it after the game. You get two punts blocked for touchdowns, you're not winning that football game. And he was right. It's exactly a 14-point difference. He scored 3 points in the first half. Same problems we've been seeing with the offense. Exactly what happened against CU. Lethargic, can't do nothing first half. They come out first drive in the second half, and you score a touchdown. You make people believe, and it's just too little too late. And Brady, it reminds me of last year around this time when it's never a good thing when you're considering the words must-win football game this early in the season.
Oh, yeah. And Jack and I were just talking about that on the CSU side with tonight's game. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with a lot of that right now where you're at this point where it's a must-win situation.
Oh, Wyoming can't lose this game. You're at home against San Jose State, a team that also 2-3 wins against Idaho and New Mexico. Walker, Gett, and Scudero, very good football players. But I think if you lose this game in front of your home crowd, you're going to lose a lot of favor, especially if you're dropping to 2-4 and all of a sudden making a bowl game is very much in jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean, it was right before the UNLV game, you and I talked about that, where it's like, all right, I don't know if I believe in UNLV just yet. I know they're undefeated, but you look at their schedule and everything, and I thought I really did feel strongly about Wyoming's chances in this one. But it's just like you said and what Coach said, those special teams issues are really going to lead to destruction. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see that best shot by the Cowboys against maybe a gettable UNLV team, even though they're undefeated.
One thing about UNLV is who's their special teams coach? Whoever he is, he is one of the greatest special teams coach.
They're always doing stuff like this, right?
I remember that for years.
Yeah.
Yep. They've been doing this, and I remember it was my junior year when we played them. And the attitude that they brought out on that field, it was like they were possessed. They were running around. They're screaming. They were lighting dudes up on kickoff return. And I remember I wasn't on the special teams. I was kind of coming back from an injury. It was right after the Boise game. I had rolled my ankle. But I remember thinking, I'm glad I'm not out there. I was like, these guys are psychos. And I was like, this is exactly how – I play football, and they are taking it up another notch, and it was impressive. So that coach not only schematically is so good, you know, blocking all the punts. You've seen him do it with was it Ricky White, you know, and how impressive they were. And
Gay had like Jesus. 4 or 5, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then, Ricky White?
And the punt return game, I mean, they're so deadly. But just the attitude that they brought, too, I mean, that's a scary team.
Well, and Ethan, is that something amongst Cowboys fans where they're like, man, you knew UNLV, you know, their history of special teams, and yet maybe is there a feeling of you didn't give this the attention that it needed with your punt unit?
But, yeah, I mean, obviously it's no secret, just like Jack was saying. I mean, it's like the Air Force Fisher DeBerry days. They were locking a kick or a punt every single game. You know, and that's what teams had to prepare for that. And I don't know, like, Wyoming doesn't have a special teams coach. You know, it's there's several different coaches working with the special teams guys. So I think maybe, I don't know what the situation is with that. You know, Craig Bohl didn't believe in special teams coaches. But if it keeps breaking down, I think it's something you've got to consider, whether it's saving money or what, you need a special teams coach because that's just the state of college football.
Yep.
But what's been really weird is that every week, past 3 weeks for Wyoming, it's something different that's breaking down. That's the difference in the game. You know, against Utah, the offense couldn't do nothing while the defense played great. Against Colorado, the defense all of a sudden couldn't do anything. And then against UNLV, you have two blocked punts. They keep talking about getting better and playing complete football, and we haven't seen a complete football game yet. Do I believe they can do that? Absolutely. But, you know, no matter how much you say we're going to get better, believe in me, at some point accountability has to come start knocking on the door.
Ethan, what's your belief, you know, right now as far as your percentage? Is it high still in Caden Anderson? I mean, there's a lot of issues, but – you know, we're going to point to that quarterback. That's what we all do. We point to that quarterback first.
Yep. Caden's a young – it's hard to – you always got to remind yourself this is his eighth start. You know, he has eight starts under his belt. He's a young quarterback. I think he's got all the talent in the world. And I think he's a great kid. I think he's got a great work ethic. And, you know, they've said there's nobody more upset in the locker room than Caden Anderson, and that's who you want it to be, is your quarterback. Sometimes it feels like he's forcing it, you know, and I think that's just part of him being young, but he's got to get past that. He's got to play with confidence, and, you know, that's also on the offensive line to give him time. It's on the receivers, create separation. It's on Jay Johnson to put him in a good rhythm where he's comfortable and put him in a spot where he can be successful. And it's been hard, you know, Chris Sir Jr., questionable. John Michael Gillenborg, questionable. I'd say J. Mike probably leaning on the side of more than unlikely, which we still don't understand exactly why. If it's a thigh bruise, how bad of a thigh bruise is that really? And they say there's a setback, but that we know very little about exactly what's going on with him.
And that's frustrating, you know, especially with him, because we talked a lot about his potential of being drafted and being maybe even a higher pick, like a third round type of guy, but we flat out really haven't seen him on the field much this season.
Yeah, the best tight end we've never seen.
Yeah,
and it's kind of, you know, Jackson Warren, same situation with CSU. You know, we go through fall camp, we go through spring ball. Oh, J Mike, he's gonna have a big year. You know, he started having some promising games, and then, you know, he's absent.
Well, it got to, like you said, this is you're kind of putting this as a more so a must win situation for Wyoming. That's the theme of the weekend, I believe. The Cowboys are a 1.5 point dog at home this weekend, Ethan. Like I said, all these interviews we do all week, we're just building up for the picks segment. That's the most important, influential segment
in
radio.
I've been so wrong.
Well, so have I. Wyoming's the one. You and Cody are messing me up, man. I'm putting the blame on you guys.
Yeah, I might just stick with an over on this.
The over is it's 49.5. You like that?
How do you feel about alternate overs, though?
What is the alternate over?
I'll take it easy. 39.5
Yeah, we can handle that.
You got something to admit with Wyoming.
Yes, Jack.
You know, recently they played CU.
Yep.
I
hate Wyoming, but I respect Wyoming. So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of respect there.
Who are you rooting for in that game?
Oh, Wyoming.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, 100%. That's the only game of the year I'll be a Wyoming fan. And I was the biggest Wyoming Cowboys fan for one night. And my cousin.
I respect that, Jack.
What's that?
I respect that.
Yep.
I respect that a lot.
Yep.
Covering it, I felt the same way.
And my cousin is from Wyoming, and he said, Do you want in on this parlay? And I said, all right, what is it? And can't remember what the other teams were. And the last one, he goes, and it's Wyoming to cover against CU. I said, I don't know if I can bet on Wyoming. Yeah, I don't know if I can do this. It feels wrong, right? It feels wrong. I bet on Wyoming.
Oh.
I said, let's do it. They did not cover.
Nope.
And I went back to the biggest Wyoming football hater, even more now.
They could,
and it was like $10.
They,
it was
they could have gained a new fan right there. And all they had to do was make that final stop, Ethan. Right. That crazy final drive.
You could look around and see who had taken that cover. The game was already lost at that point,
yeah.
But there was some extra anguish for a lot of people.
Anytime you start to see random tweets like in that drive, damn it, Wyoming, what the hell? It's like, dude, they already lost the game. Why are you pissed off? Okay,
right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There
the spread.
The cover.
Yeah. Ethan, do the Cowboys get it done? Do they get it done this weekend?
You asked me that last week, and I was wrong.
Well, join the club. The Cowboys elude me.
This week, I'm erring on the side of both teams can get it done in a 39.5 over.
Okay. Let's
get that.
I like that.
The writing's on the wall. They can get it done.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's going to take a complete game, and we have not seen that complete game other than against FCS Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
Or Illinois.
Iowa,
I think.
It doesn't matter. We only think one game ahead.
You and I.
You got it.
Yeah.
Ethan, always appreciate you, man. Thanks for putting up with us as we bring in a rival. Although a guy you probably support because you are a CSU guy covering Wyoming.
I'm a big fan of Jack while he was in school.
No, but I appreciate it.
No bad blood. No bad blood.
That's right.
Ethan, my man, appreciate you as always.
The Rams.
we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. Excellent stuff from you.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, man. Ethan Bird, sports director, KGWN TV. Yeah, I mean, right there on his thing, it's CSU alum covering Cowboy athletics. So that's a tough gig.
I couldn't do that. So. Respect to him.
But you were for a night, you were a Wyoming fan.
I was a Wyoming fan for a night. And I will continue to be every single time they play CU.
Yeah.
You know? And then as soon as that game's done, it's back to...
Boy, the Buffs are having an interesting ride, too. You know?
Yeah.
No comment?
No, I'm happy.
Jack, you got to get rolling now, don't you?
I do.
All right, my friend. Dude, this has been so much fun. Next time you're around, or honestly, dude, seriously, keep me updated. I'll reach out from time to time, but I would love to see how you're doing.
Yes.
In the MMA world, man. That's exciting.
Sure. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure being here. Always, always fun.
So. Yeah, even with Michael, and I apologize. I apologize beforehand. I will apologize after.
That's all right.
But best of luck to you, my man, and just thanks for jumping on here, being so candid about everything. It's a difficult time for Colorado State. And hey, winning cures a lot. You beat Fresno State tonight. You're going to be in attendance. That's the boost they need.
And maybe talk to the team a little bit before the game and see what I can do. Doubt they want to hear from me again.
I think that they should listen. I would definitely listen if Jack is hanging around.
There's some good players. There's some good dudes, and I think we're going to get it done tonight.
You like them
here first?
You like it? Okay,
I like it.
You're taking so the Rams are 6.5-point dogs in this game, but
they're covered.
You're covered, and they're winning, right?
Yeah, good teams win. Great teams cover. They're for sure covering.
All right, man. Jack Howell, love it, man. And we wish you the best of luck. And I know this won't be the last time we chat, but I'll look forward to that time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. 19 minutes after the hour, we'll have Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, talk to us about Broncos Jets. They're in London Sunday morning, so we'll get into that one. Are we feeling not as good about the Broncos' win over the Eagles after what we saw last night? 4,000 tush pushes in a row? It's a whole show. Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back. You can't find the words to say. All the things.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good Morning NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.